Hello, my name is Sandra. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, actually, I've located a possibility of a drive-through service that's taking place. And the question I have is, it's actually I'm looking for my parents who are in the category of over 75, and they do have health conditions. The question I have is, it states on your information that they just need to bring identification. Now, my question with that is, they live in Alabama for 4 months out of the year, and they are otherwise residents of another state. Now, I'm curious to know if they need to bring additional information other than just their out-of-state driver's license. My question kind of stems from when I looked at Florida, because they have people they know there. Florida is vaccinating seasonal residents, and they need to bring a copy of their rental agreement and a utility bill. And I'm just curious to know what information you have as far as seasonal residents.
Oh, I do apologize, ma'am. We don't have any of that type of information at this number. All we do at this number is provide you with testing sites in your city to be tested for COVID-19. Now, if you need that information, we recommend that you go to the website at adph.org or cdc.gov.
Okay, I've tried both of those sites. Well, the CDC would be general information, but it doesn't appear like there's anything saying they couldn't come, but I just want to make sure that they don't sit in line for hours on end only to get up there and be told they needed something else. Is there anywhere else that you can direct me to? Because I have looked at those websites and haven't found anything.
No, ma'am, I apologize. There's nowhere else I can direct you to. I could just give you the number to the vaccine appointment, and that's in Alabama. You can see if they can help you.
Yeah, I tried that number, and they said they're currently just taking pre-registration. So, all right, well, I will continue to pursue information, and I appreciate your time. You have a wonderful
You're welcome.
Day, and thank you so much.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Bye-bye.